little bassy girl I once knew. And she told me just to come on by if there's anything that she could do. Up on Cripple Creek, she sends me if I spring a leak. She mends me, I don't have to speak. And she defends me a drunkard's dream if I ever did.
Charlie Cloud. This is Under Rock, Tough Street from Radio, WFO, Medford, 91.5. Yeah. Back with you. I actually listened to my show last week. Like, I downloaded it, which I didn't know you could do until recently. And I realized my mic was really low, or at least I didn't talk loud enough. Probably a mix of both, but... so yeah. And I also realized it, I was kind of depressed sounding. So I'm going to be a little more upbeat this week. And also hopefully play some more exciting stuff, cuz I was also sounding a little sad before too. So yeah, that was Up on Cripple Creek. By the band, or maybe it's a cover, I'm not sure. I'll check. No, it's not. I don't know. Whatever. That was up on Cripple Creek, performed by the band, at least. Yeah. I kind of... The playlist I got for today is... I spent a long time putting it together for some reason. But I don't really feel like I... No, there's some good stuff on here. But I made last week's one, so like literally 15 minutes, and it was pretty awesome. But yeah, this one's not. It's not. I'm not gonna be so mean about it. It's pretty good. We'll see. Yeah. So yeah, let's just get into it. Up next, a classic of mine. Not the song, but the band is Radiohead. So yeah, hope you enjoy. So say you
thought I'd live to be 100. I never thought I'd get to do the things that all those other sons do. And they do. I never thought I'd ever have my freedom. An age ago, my maker was refusing me the pleasure.
That was Queen. Cool Cat Queen. I love that song because it sounds very different to a lot of Queen in an awesome way. In a very cool way. Anyway, that was Cool Cat Queen. Before that was The Moody Blues. I never thought I'd live to be 100. Which is a lot shorter than I expected, and it kind of caught me off guard. So we played 3 songs there, and normally I do 2. But, yeah. Next up, we have Fiona Apple off of, her new album, not super new, but relatively new, Fetch the Bolt Cutters, which I never really was a Fiona Apple fan. And then I listened to the classic stuff. Oh, hello. What? It's quiet? Again? I was just talking about how quiet the mic always is for me. Probably because I don't talk loud enough, but... okay, hopefully that's better. Yeah, anyway, I was listening to other Fiona Apple stuff. And I liked it, of course. Of course I liked it. What's not to like? So I listened to this album recently, which a lot of other people like, and I like too now. It feels different to the older stuff. Not like super different, but like in a very subtle, a subtle, cool way. Anyway, I'll play it for you, and then up next is Van Morrison. Yeah.
And I friends, to make sure that we'll never be friends, to make sure that we'll never be friends.
Half a mile from the county fair, and the rain came pouring down. Me and Billy standing there with a silver half a crown. Hands are full of a fishing rod and the tackle on our backs. We just stood there getting wet with our backs against the fence. Don't rain all day. And it stung me to my soul. Stung me just like jelly roll. And it stung me. Yet it stung me to my soul. Stung me just like going home. And it stung. And the rain let up and the sun came up and we were getting dry. Almost let a pickup truck nearly pass us by. So he jumped right in the driver grinned and he dropped us up the road. Yeah, we looked at the swim and we jumped right in, not to mention fishing poles. Oh, the water. Yeah, that stung me to my soul. Stung me just like jelly roll. Yeah, that stung me. Yeah, that stung me to my soul. Stung me just like going home. Yeah, that stung. Getting dry. That we saw the man from across the road with the sunshine in his eyes. Well, he lived all alone in his own little home with a great big gallon jar. There were bottles too, one for me and you. And he said, hey, there you are. Oh, the water. Jetted myself from the mountain stream. Yet it stung me to my soul. Stung me just like jelly roll. Yet it stung me. Yet it stung me to my soul. Stung me just like going home. Yet it stung. Like
I just realized my mic. I was talking to myself for a while, and my mic was not on. So sorry for that. That pause, that silence. Yeah, as I was saying, that was Van Morrison, and it stoned me. Before that was Fiona Apple, Newspaper. Yeah. As I was saying to myself before anybody heard me, a very passionate song, and I like that about it. So up next is kind of a special treat for me, I guess. Not really, but there is like a few years. I don't even know. There's like a Beatles mix thing, of a bunch of like outtakes that they did of a bunch of songs, and I'm gonna play the Beatles song Rocky Raccoon, but specifically take 8 of Rocky Raccoon, where the song kind of like you wouldn't really, I don't think you'd understand if like you hadn't listened to the song before. It kind of like falls apart towards the end of it, and I think it's very funny, but it might just be me. Anyway, after that, we have Billie Holiday, Blue Moon, which I did that one because they also, the Beatles did a cover of Blue Moon on that outtake session. But Billie does it better. So yeah, I'll play those two. Oh, wait. Before we play those two, of course, I have something super important to say. Whether you're taking your cell phone with you on a walk, in your car, or to a civil protest, you should know your legal rights. The U.S. Supreme Court unanimously ruled that police must obtain a warrant to search a person's cell phone. However, a phone without a passcode can be readily searched by anybody holding it, and a Virginia court recently ruled that a defendant can be compelled to unlock a device that's protected only by a fingerprint sensor. So, consider a key code, and setting your phone's screen to lock very quickly when no one's using it, particularly if you expect to be in a potentially volatile situation. While the police can't legally force you to unlock your phone, they can ask you to, and if you do that, you forfeited your rights. The correct answer to a cop's request to search you, your vehicle, or your phone is, "No, officer, I do not consent to a search. Thank you." Finally, remember that the police can always ask a judge for a search warrant, so think carefully about what's being stored on your phone, including photos, contacts, and app data. You can learn more about your rights from the Electronic Freeform Foundation on the web at EFF.org, a public service message from the EFF and your freedom-loving friends here at WFO Medford Tufts Freeform Educational Radio. Oh yeah, let's get into it.
Rocky Raccoon. The Rocky Raccoon. He was a fool unto himself, and he would not swallow his foolish pride. Mind you, coming from a little town in Minnesota, it was not the kind of thing that a young guy did when a fellow went and stole his chick away from him. Now Rocky Raccoon checked into his room, only to find Gideon's Bible. Rocky had come equipped with a gun to shoot off the legs of his rival. His rival, it seems, had broken his dreams by stealing the girl of his fancy. Her name was McGill, and she called herself Lil, but everyone knew her as Nancy. Now she and her man, who called himself Dan, were in the next room at the hotel. showdown. But Daniel was hot. He drew first and shot. And Rocky collapsed in the corner. Na da 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 da. The doctor walked in, sminking of gin,
sminking,
proceeded to lie on the table. He was really sminking of gin, and it did him in the end. Poor doc. Meantime, back on the table, yeah, the doctor said, "Rock, you met your math, son." Rocky said, "It's only a scratch, son. I'll be better soon. You better be better soon," said the doc. "Come on, son, gotta get hip, gotta get up, gotta get back to your gun. Gotta go and show that Danny boy." However, Rocky Raccoon fell back in his room, only to find Gideon's Bible. Gideon checked out and left it no doubt to help with good Rocky's revival.
Now Rocky Raccoon got up from his room and he walked out through the swing doors of the local saloon, straight into the arms of someone new, someone who he'd known from a long way back, maybe from a primary school days. A young friend Rocky recognized. He said, "Honey, will you be my new honey bun?" She said, "Rocky boy, come on, I'll show you why I love you." Young Rocky Raccoon, I love the way you wear your hat. I love the way you hit your pants. Rocky Raccoon, I dig you. He said, "Missus, I dig you too. Come with me."
Without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really could care for. And then they suddenly appeared before me, the only one my arms will ever hold. I heard somebody whisper, "Please adore me." And when I looked, the moon had turned to gold. Blue moon, now I'm no longer alone. Without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Thank you. without a love of my own. Blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really could care for. And then they suddenly appeared before me, the only one my arms will ever hold. I heard somebody whisper, please adore me. And I looked, the moon had turned to gold. Blue moon, now I'm no longer alone. Without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own.
That was Blue Moon, Billie Holiday. Yeah. Pretty cool. Not much more to say. Next, I'm gonna be a little bit lazy. I have a song, more of a jam, by Cream next. It's a live rendition of Spoonful, and it's 17 minutes long. So, sorry if you don't enjoy Cream, but I think this is pretty cool, and I would listen to all 17 minutes of this on my own time anyway. So, I'm just going to let that play for most of the rest of the show, and then I'll be back to you in like 20 minutes. So, hopefully you enjoy.
Thank you.
That was Spoonful by Cream. Pretty crazy 17 minutes. Yeah. We're just about done. Only got a few minutes left. And one more song for you. But yeah. It's been a good week. I think next week I'm gonna find a bunch of cool new songs. I need to like prepare more for these shows. I feel like I don't enough. So, yeah. Anyway, this is WFO Medford, 91.5 Tufts Freeform Radio, and I'm Charlie Cloud from Under a Rock, and I'll see you next week. Oh yeah.
Kind of funny, you know how I got this name.
Rhoda.
Yeah, that's
Rhoda.
Me.
Rhoda.
Yeah, that's
Rhoda. Rhoda.
Yeah, that's me. Yeah, that's me.
Rhoda.
Yeah, that's me.
Rhoda.
Used to roll my own cigarettes. That was in rehearsal in the early 80s. With Pete Rhythm Rod, he said I could have one. I said yes. He said I'm gonna call you up.